Well, hi folks, welcome to my daily teaching. I trust you are well. Hey, if you're new to my ministry, my name is Graham Jones. I'm an Anglo-American now, or American Anglo. I'm a Brit. I lived in France for 20 years and now in the United States. Just become an American citizen, actually. And I love Jesus, and I love helping the body of Christ rise to the stature of the fullness of the measure of Christ. I lead a small group of churches here in New England, and if you want some more details, look in the links below. And I travel in ministry as well and preach the gospel and just help people live the Spirit-filled life. So welcome to my channel or webpage. Couple of practicals. If you're new on my YouTube channel, why not hit the subscribe button down there, give the bell symbol a long press. And secondly, do check out all of the links below, our ministry school, travel schedule, churches. Lastly, we have an email newsletter we try to send out round about once a week. We do not sell your email address to the Reader's Digest. Kidding. But hey, we'd love to give that with you, just with news, updates, testimonies, prayer requests, things like that. And if you'd like that, we have a free gift, a three-hour teaching on the secret place, really how to live in your soul, how to live well, the life of worship, how to live from the secret place everywhere you go. And we'd love to give that to you as a free gift for everybody who signs up for our email newsletter. So check out the link below to get that, and we'll get that into your inbox really quickly. Good. Right. Well, if you have a Bible today, I'm going to go to 1 Thessalonians and chapter 5. What I'm going to be doing for at least the rest of this week and possibly longer is talking about the soul. You have one, whether you're aware of it or not, and what God wants to do with our soul, how God interacts with our soul, and how we steward our souls well to the glory of God. And I want to really begin today by, if you will, whetting your appetite with that subject and getting you thinking about it. I want to suggest to you that I don't want to oversell this, but I think at least 85% of your problems and the solution to your problems are not exterior problems. They're not things that are going on around you. You may be having problems today, you know, where your body's in pain or attacked by sickness and disease. And if so, hey, we're praying for you. Drop us a comment. We really will pray for you faithfully because God is a healer. I mean, at times our body can be the problem. There are going to be times for all of us where we go through circumstances where we're being persecuted, where we are being attacked in a real sense from the outside, where other people are oppressing us. But can I say this? Even then, even with the external attacks that come against our life, there is a massive line of demarcation. There's a difference between somebody who's going through an external storm and somebody who's going through an internal storm. There are people who are going through external storms and yet they have perfect peace in their soul. There are people who go through external storms and have no peace. The storm on the outside is the storm on the inside. There are people who are going through sunny days and there's no external thing and yet they have an external storm on the inside of them. And lastly, there are those who are going through a sunny day, and there's a sunny day, heaven is within them as well. And in a way, I think that's God's ultimate, where he wants us to live. Hallelujah. But you can't always change the external. You're going to go through days where as you sail your boat, the weather is calm, the glass is like sea, the wind is at your back, all is going well. You can tell I can know nothing about sailing. And you're going to go through times like the disciples and Jesus did in Mark chapter 4, where they were going through a storm. But in that season, if you will, Mark 4, they're in a storm. The storm is in the disciples. The disciples, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, Matthew 12, verse 34. The disciples literally say, Lord, we're perishing. We're going to die. Lord, don't you care about us? You see all the things they say, we're going to perish. It's going to be terrible. We're going to die. And God, you don't care about us. And at the same time, they're going through a storm, but there's a storm in them. What's happening with Jesus? Well, internally, Jesus is at peace. You say, how do you know that? Because that's what Jesus released, peace be still. He spoke out of the abundance of his heart, his mouth spoke. He released the peace of God that he was dwelling in. And yet, even before that, he was at peace because he was asleep. That he was in the storm and the storm was not in him. And my point in saying this is that you and I will, the line of demarcation between somebody who does life well and somebody who's always tossed to and fro, it really is what's going on in our soul. I'm going to talk about this more tomorrow, but your spirit actually doesn't have any problems. Right now, your spirit is seated in heavenly places. I like to say your spirit is a happy bunny. Your spirit's one with Jesus, 1 Corinthians 6:17. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Your spirit is righteous, full of the love of God, full of the joy of God, full of the peace of God, goodness, kindness. Your peace is in, literally, in his presence is fullness of joy. That's where your spirit is right now. The problem is our soul is here on the earth. And, you know, like I say, we're going to go through seasons. We're going to go through pandemics. We're going to go through recessions, booms and busts and different things that happen around us. And yet God wants heaven to be our portion. He wants us to walk in a place where our joy is not dependent on what's happening or what's not happening around us, where our joy depends on where we are in heaven, where we literally live out in our soul and experience the life and the love and the presence of God everywhere we go. And guys, I don't want to sound Pollyannic, is it the word? I don't want to sound like this is, it's just easy. You just believe it and it happens. And yet there are things we can do. I think we can learn about our soul. I think we can learn what God wants us to do with our soul. I think we can actually learn the strategies of the enemy upon our soul. We can learn how our soul gets affected by the circumstances around us, the things that we go through. It's interesting, the Bible says Lot's soul was vexed. Lot's soul was literally oppressed by the conduct of unrighteous men. If you know the story, Abraham and Lot, they were so blessed that they kind of moved their camps aside and Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom and Gomorrah. It's like every day he'd come out of his tent and look at Sodom and Gomorrah. One chapter later, he's living there. And as he's living there, he's still trying to be a righteous man in a way, and yet he's surrounded, he's in this culture, he's being washed, if you will, by unrighteousness all the time. And it's just, you know, a sad thing, if you will, that later that unrighteousness begins to warp his soul and change him. You know, Lot actually offers to give his own daughters to be abused so that these angels will escape. You know, in one way, he's trying to protect the angel, but that's his first call wasn't to protect angels, was to protect his own daughter. I'm going down a rabbit trail here, but my point is we get affected by the circumstances, the context we're in, the things we walk through. And my goal in this month of May, anyway, is in the time I'm recording this, is to help myself and you. Let's get good. Let's live our soulish life well. Let us say, like the songwriter, it is well with my soul. My soul is living life well. That whatever life throws at us, and it will. You know, I've had to learn this, that for many years as a pastor, I live with this illusion that right now I'm really busy. Right now there's craziness going on. But really soon, in a couple of weeks' time, everything's going to calm down and everybody will be good and happy and love each other and there'll be no more problems. And I would, you know, work out the problems, meet the people and crisis management and pour water on the fires and be there at midnight talking to somebody and bring it to some resolution. And then usually within a day or two, and most pastors can relate to what I'm going to share right now. You know, there's a part of me every morning as a pastor, I get up and I like open my email in tray or social media and I'm going like, oh my God, who's done what? Who's mad at who? What's happening? Who's, you know, and what I had to learn though, I'd come to a place that says, that's always going to happen. It's always going to happen. And in one way, if you're going to have immature people, you're going to have problems. And even at times with mature people, always going to have toing and froing, marrying, you know, people. Just even with the day Jesus returns, life is going to be going on and people will be people. What I had to learn is that if my joy, my contentment, the peace of my soul depends on everything being aligned around me, it's never going to happen. I'm going to be blown and tossed around by a wave of the sea. And again, just speaking as a minister, as a pastor, that's why I see so many I see people in ministry who live at the verge of a nervous breakdown, or people who have nervous breakdowns, or people who simply just leave ministry and go, you know, I'm gonna drive a truck, I'm gonna stock shelves, or I'm gonna sell shirts, or start a, do whatever. Like, I don't need this. I love God, but I can't cope with this. And the answer isn't running away, and the answer isn't shooting the people. The answer isn't solving everybody's problems so people never have problems. But the answer is rather, like I say, living in that place as Jesus, where you live in internal shalom. You live in the peace of God within you. Paul talks about all the things he walked through, you know, earthquake, shipwrecks, lions are trying to kill me, snakes are trying to bite me, the Jews are trying to kill me, the Romans are trying to kill me, the Christians are trying to kill me sometimes. And yet Paul sums it up in Acts 20, and he says, none of these things moved me. None of these things moved me. And I've learned, and I'm going to explain how, by faith, we can step into that position. And I'm going to unpack and explain how to do that, how to live it out, how to pull it back when you think you've lost it. But really today, I want to encourage you to grab a hold of that and begin declaring that by faith. Even if today you feel you're a disciple in a boat and the boat's taken on water and you've got a bucket, and for every bucket you throw of water you throw over the side, five more come in and everybody's losing the plot. You know, you can stand up and say, none of these things move me. Say that with me today. Take it, let the arm of your faith grab a hold of that and say, this is my declaration, this is my portion. If, you know, what I learned as a young Christian is God will produce in your experience that which you hold in your faith. It's not my job to get my body healed. It's my job to hold the word of God in my faith, like the centurion, to say, I've got it. I'm holding your word, and as I believed, it shall be done. There will be a performance of those things most surely believed. So by faith, as I close today, I encourage you to grab a hold of that truth. None of these things move me. Wigglesworth used to say, I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved by what I believe, and I believe the word of God. Boom. Thanks for watching, guys. I'm going to be back tomorrow with another teaching on the soul. Again, check out, I've got several hundred videos on my YouTube site. We have a near daily audio podcast as well. Many, many different things. If you go to gjm.org, everything's there, including my contact info. I'd love to hear from you and try to be a blessing in any way I can to you. Boom. Again, last thing, if you're on YouTube, hit the subscribe, give the bell symbol a long press, and sign up for our email newsletter, and we'll get that free gift to you. Bye-bye.